Well, Nance, you'd say I was a pretty good cook, wouldn't you?
Stein, I'd say you were a great cook.
Well, thank you so much. And usually when I've cooked a dinner for people, oftentimes one of them will say, "Man, Stein, you ought to open your own restaurant." And when they say that to me, I say I would rather be in hell with my back broken because I have worked in restaurants.
Well, you know, I completely beg to differ. I mean, there are still moments when I think, I should have opened a restaurant at some point. And instead, you know, I'm writing about restaurants, but I'm now fortunate enough to have a child who is 14 who thinks he wants to open a restaurant. Actually, he wants me to open one. I told him, forget it. I'm not doing it. But I'm very happy to come work for you. So my hope is that someday, don't tell his father, that my child will open a restaurant and I'll go work for him. I could work on the floor. I could help cook. I'm excited about that thought. You know, Stein, by then I probably won't be able to walk, but...
I was too diplomatic to mention that. Still, the fact remains that restaurants, if they're not the kind of small business that fails most often, they're at least in the top 4 or 5. What makes that such a difficult business to make a go of?
Well, aside from the fact that, like any retail operation, you don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next, but there's so many millions of variables. You've got the weather, you've got your lease, you've got the fickle finger of recessionary fate. You have dining trends. You know, you might be real hot for a while, but not so much 6 months later. And then there's those real issues like hard money. Do you know how much it costs to put a fan over your stove in a restaurant?
Yeah.
A hood, I mean. Do you mean to put a big hood? A fortune. More importantly, just the cost of food costs alone are extraordinary. Liquor, you know, you think they're making a whole lot of money on liquor, a lot of taxes there. Payroll is hugely difficult. So you know what I see? Very successful restaurateurs tend to have a really solid footing first. They have a little more money than they think they're going to need. They have a lot of smarts. They've got a lease that isn't going to kill them.
Well, it sounds to me that if you want to be successful with a restaurant, you need to know at least as much about business as you do about cooking.
Absolutely. Or you need to have somebody who works with you who can do that. I worked for years for 3 guys at a very successful restaurant in Alaska. It's been in business, I think, over 30 years now. And one of the things that was so wonderful about it is there was one guy who knew a lot about cooking, one guy who knew a lot about running numbers and wine, and another guy who was a very personable front-of-the-house manager. And those are the 3 things that are hugely important. You don't always have that when you open a restaurant, but you should. And if you don't, you need to find someone who can do it for you.
Eaters, if you find this conversation interesting, and I certainly do, and you'd like to know a little bit more about this, Nancy's got the cover story in this Sunday's Pacific Northwest magazine in the Seattle Times, and it's all about this with interviews with some of the top restaurateurs in Seattle. And I've read an advanced copy of it. It is really fascinating. So watch for that. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.